USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump thanked members of the Republican Jewish Coalition for backing him in 2016 and says they have an important role to play in his re-election campaign in 2020. He spoke to the group in Las Vegas, where he also denounced asylum seekers trying to enter the United States from Mexico.
Oh, give him asylum. He's afraid. He's afraid. We don't love the fact that he's got tattoos on his face. That's not a good sign. We don't love the fact that he's carrying the flag of Honduras or Guatemala or El Salvador, only to say he's petrified to be in his country.
For now, the president is backing off his threat to close down the southern border. He said he's giving Mexico 1 year to work on the problem. He's also threatening a 25% tariff on cars imported from Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox is defending herself after her office dropped all charges against actor Jesse Smollett. He was accused of lying to police, saying he was the target of a racist and homophobic attack in Chicago a few months ago.
The efforts that I've had on criminal justice reform that were once celebrated by many in this county that are now being attacked because of one case and one celebrity, I think we have to ask ourselves, what is this really about?
A group of suburban Chicago police chiefs and the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police are calling for Fox to step down. The Trump administration is asking for up to 2 years to find the thousands of lost children who were separated from their parents at the border with Mexico before a judge halted the practice last year. The Justice Department said in a court filing on Friday in San Diego that it will take at least a year to review the cases of the 47,000 children who were taken into custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former president is in Europe meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and encouraging hundreds of young leaders across Europe to think for themselves. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Former President Barack Obama is in Berlin, where he told a German town hall that young voters need to be involved and make the effort to vote.
You would not let your grandfather or grandmother decide what clothes you wear or what music you listen to. So why would you let them decide the world you're going to live in? And the politics that you're going to be subjected to.
Obama met with Chancellor Angela Merkel at her office in Berlin for a meeting characterized by German officials as a routine private encounter with a former international peer.
Three black churches in a Louisiana parish will conduct services in different locations after fires over 10 days destroyed their historic buildings. All three fires are considered total losses. The FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have joined the investigation into the blazes. The first fire occurred at St. Mary's Baptist Church, which was built in the 1880s.
That's our church, and it's been there a long time.
Letha Hardy, a member of St. Mary's Baptist Church for over 60 years, was on KLFY-TV.
That was the Lord's home, and Lord Jesus, all we can do is pray.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.